As farmers grow their soybeans and deliver them to the elevator or processing plant, the journey for these beans is just beginning. Recently, a delegation of South Dakota farmers had the opportunity to follow their soybeans across the country to export terminals in the Pacific Northwest. Hosted by the Soybean Checkoff, this See for Yourself program took farmers to the Seattle, Portland, and Vancouver, Washington export facilities, where they witnessed soybeans, corn, and other grains being loaded onto ocean vessels. One of the See for Yourself participants, John Schubeck, a farmer from Centerville, shares insight from the trip.
We went and we saw the lock and dam set up on the Snake River, saw how barge traffic moves to the port facilities, and then we also saw at the Portland airport where they're using sustainable aviation fuel to power their airplanes.
While river barges are important transportation avenues along the Mississippi and Snake Rivers, rail is the primary conduit from South Dakota to the West Coast.
Right next to each of the port export facilities, there were rail cars coming in, being actively unloaded. So we watched some rail cars being unloaded. And one of the coolest ones was in Vancouver, Washington. There was a train coming in from Britain, South Dakota, and one of the guys on the tour was from Britain, so that was pretty neat.
The farmers on the tour also gained a better understanding of how their soybean checkoff dollars are being invested to build demand here and abroad. Schubeck is glad he took the time to gain information on the commodity supply chain and its value in driving demand for soybeans. The next See for Yourself tour will take place in 2027. Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Geppert.